We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com.
You are watching in. Welcome back to the Mizzou Wrestling Tiger Style Podcast, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Your host, Matt Manley. I'm without my co-host, Bo Bayman, today, but was able to wrangle up a couple of guys in here in the studio. We've got head assistant coach. Is it head assistant or associate head coach?
I think the title is associate head coach.
All right. Associate head coach, assistant to the regional manager, Tyrell Todd, and assistant coach, Kendrick Maple.
Assistant to the assistant.
Assistant to the assistant to the regional manager.
Let's go head assistant. Ooh, bump it
that's
up.
That's a good one.
All right. So we get the black and gold tomorrow. We just came up with who was what teams. Kendrick is the black team. Ty is the gold team. He said since he was wearing the gold pullover, he'll be the gold team. And they're about to find out what their teams are. They don't know yet. They just picked colors. And I've already pre-assigned singlets, so they're fixing to find out who their wrestlers are tomorrow.
Hope you did a good job.
Yeah. I'm just excited to compete, but Manly better have picked a good team.
I was all for the draft system. I'm a pretty good GM.
I'm pretty disappointed we don't have a draft, but that's all right.
In full disclosure, I mean, the matchups were already set, and I literally just said, okay, this side's gold, this side's black.
Oh, I get it, man. We don't always get what we want.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
You want to start with the prelims?
Sure. Yeah.
All right, so the prelims are technically the white and gray duel. All right, instead of gold and black. So,
do we have to coach these guys?
Yeah, you have to coach them. You get to coach them.
Well, who's black or who's gray and who's
Kendrick
white?
Kendrick is gray. You're white.
Okay, all right.
All right, so the first match in the preliminary white versus gray duel will be in the white, Trey Crawford taking on Eric Lovelace in the gray.
Good matchup. Good matchup. You're going down.
I'm excited about that one.
Coach Smith said there's no challenges, too, so...
Well,
I know it's going to affect you, Ty.
Oh, yeah, Ty.
I would still plan on challenging.
Ty's the coach you got to grab by the belt and just kind of hold him like a pit bull. No, Ty.
Hopefully you're officiating and we can work out some kind of challenge system on the side.
Yeah, that's a fun fact for the people watching it out there. For all our other duels, we have like second and third, like backup referees just in case a referee tests positive because all the referees have to get COVID tested as well. But for the black and gold, we only have one ref. So if he tests positive, then Coach Smith said, I'm the guy. I'm reffing. So
I'm bringing a real brick, and I'm going to throw it right at it.
Hey, any outbursts from either of you? If I'm reffing? I'm ringing you up. You're out.
Then I'll just go watch on Rockfin.
That's fine, man. Coach Smith will be commentating then. It's a whole shift. I become the ref, and then Coach Smith takes my seat commentating with Bo. So it'll be good. You ready for the second matchup of the white versus gray prelims?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have Dak Punky versus Cam Valdivia. Is Dak's on the white team, Cam's on the gray team.
Ooh. Okay, all right.
You got Mr. Dangerous himself with Cam Valdivia, and then you got the technician, Dak. That'll be an interesting matchup.
Yeah, Dak is always consistent. He's had a good preseason. But all these guys are just really excited to compete, and obviously a different venue, but especially wrestle some other guys. I know they're feeling that itch.
I would say Dak probably has had the most success, but Cam probably has. He was the pin leader last year.
He was the pin leader last year.
I mean, I think his best move was getting cradled and then cradle the guy. So
the reverse cradle.
Or giving a guy a leg in.
Yeah, and you don't want to try to pin that guy. He's going to pin you.
He had like 12 or 13 pins last year.
Yeah. And he's gotten better. He's finding ways to get to takedowns, and that'll be a good matchup.
Super dangerous.
All right, the third prelim, the battle for Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
Cordell Duhart versus Dwayne Villopando. Dwayne's on the gray team. Cordell's on the white team.
Okay.
Hope they're going to make me proud, whatever the outcome is. Kansas proud.
That's, what is it, Blue Valley Southwest versus Mays.
And, oh, he went to, was it Blue Valley? I don't think he
I thought it was Blue Valley.
I have to look that one up. Director of Ops should know those kind of questions. Know that. So knock on.
It's Southwest. I know it's Southwest. I don't know if it's Blue Valley where Cordell's from. No. Next matchup on the white team, Ellis Flieger, and on the gray team, Sean Harmon.
Very nice. That's a style matchup.
Big time.
So Ellis, for you guys who don't know, comes from the Askren Academies. And very scrambly, very dangerous from all positions. Will land in a cradle anywhere, scrambly. And then you got Sean Harmon, who's an Oregon boy, and he'll snap your head off. I drilled with him the other day, and my neck still hurts. So that'll be a very interesting matchup.
Sean's a real kind of like Metcalf style, real kind of straight on, but stays on you the whole time. Mm-hmm. Will be nice.
Really high pace. Flieger actually wants you on his legs, and he's super dangerous. And so, yeah, that's definitely an exciting matchup there. I know Flieger's kind of working his way up to 174, maybe not quite filling that weight class all the way. But, yeah, that should be a fun one.
All right, next up we have the first of the 184-pound preliminary matches. Be Kent Marriott on the white team taking on Jack Flynn on the gray team.
Oh, yeah. The younger Flynn.
I think they live together, or maybe they're like
they're
like duplex mates, but
I know they're right next to each other living situation wise. I mean, Canton is he's wrestling the best that I since you know being here he's wrestling the best that I've seen him wrestle. Super busy with law school. The guy is like, I think he completed a study guide that was like 43 pages for one of his tests. I mean, but he's actually less in the able to be in the room a little less because of the rigor of his classes. But I think it's actually helped him because his over the years he's just had a lot of his body's been banged up. But when he has been in the room, he's been wrestling really well. So he's wrestling the best he has right now. So excited to see, him out there competing with, a young guy in Jack Flynn, who Jack has gotten stronger even though he's gone down in weight class, super athletic. And both of those guys are dangerous with legs offensively and defensively. So expect some good mat wrestling there.
Gotcha. And then the next prelim at 184 pounds. Jacob Roschka for the white team taking on Colton Hawks for the gray team.
Dang. The combat story versus the air raid bomber. Just which one you say was on gray?
Colton Hawks is on gray.
Very nice. For those of you guys that didn't catch it, if you go back and watch UWWs, I mean, you're going to see Colton Hawks launch everybody. Just, he's going to throw the kitchen sink. Got him in trouble a couple times, but... I mean, this kid's one of the most raw talents we have on the team. And then you got Roschka, who was a phenom in high school and broke his back. Just, I don't know how you come back from back surgery. Like, if there was ever an excuse to stop wrestling, that's probably it. And he looked amazing at UWW.
Just placed in a national event. I mean, he was top eight and, coming off that injury that he's had, absolutely incredible. And he has just been making continuous gains, you know, as he's getting in shape, as he's, you know, just getting a little bit more muscle to him and you know, adjusting to that injury. And Colton's just fun to watch. Yeah, really excited to see him develop. But yeah, it's 100 miles an hour out there, and there's going to be a lot of points. We asked him, we're like, have you ever had like a 1-point match? And he was like, no, I've never had a 1-point match.
Don't believe in that.
That's what the fans want to see, man. They want to see action.
Yeah.
Our seventh preliminary match here, we'll have Seth Nitzel taking on Jace Punky at 197 pounds. Seth will be on the white team. Jace will be on the gray team.
Very nice. Another Kansas boy.
Yep. Yeah. Jace is out of Illinois.
True talent comes from. That's what I heard. True talent. Kansas.
I think if you go a little farther south, I think the talent, you know, kind of rises to the top there.
Oh, here, Perry, Oklahoma. Here we go.
These Kansas boys, they really, they feel good about their homeland, though.
Oh, yeah.
To a man.
I mean, it's no Montana. Let's not get crazy here.
Yeah, I'm always fighting with myself, though. I don't have anyone in my corner. It's just me right now. Maybe one day we'll have somebody, but. Seth, really excited about him moving up in weight class, loves to lift. And, so he's really on board with actually probably moving up even into the heavyweight ranks. And, both him and Jace Punky have really, really gotten a lot better. Jace is kind of like leaned his body out coming down. They will be a little bit different size out there, but they both have been wrestling really hard. They both spend it every day in the practice room. So just excited to see them compete, and I know they're pumped.
Yeah. Jace, another guy who can throw bombs. He can launch someone. So
Greco national champ.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we've got a room full of national champs from, tons of talent. So it's going to be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
That'll bring us to our last preliminary matchup. It'll be Ethan Turner. Who's a true freshman, taking on Eric Lovelace. Will hop back in there, so he's going to have two matches in the prelims. Eric's still on the gray team. He's not switching sides. And Ethan will be on the white team.
Very nice. Ethan, Ohio boy.
Oh, yeah.
It's very good. Both high-paced wrestlers. Ethan will hand fight, get on that low level, and Lovelace, he's scrambly. And he's actually, his dad was a wrestler here as well, right? And so he's a protege kid.
Yeah. He's come a long ways too. Just he's got a, you know, strong wrestler, likes to scramble, but he's kind of really focused on like getting down to the basics a little more, better positioning, and have seen him get a lot better. And he's got a lot of stiff competition in there in the lower weights. So, and he's really good about keeping a growth mindset and staying positive, which is a huge credit to him.
All right, and that'll take us into our main matches. We're going to have 7 main card matches here for you guys. There'll just be a short intermission where they'll mop the mat, and then we'll get these going here tomorrow night. First, for the gold, Connor Brown will be taking on Noah Certain in the black. So that's one of the best matches. It's right out the bat right there. It's going to be exciting.
Oh, that's one of the funnest ones for sure. You got Connor Brown, who is a seasoned vet as far as a feel. One of the best feels in the room as far as you can be on his legs as deep as you want, and he could put you straight to your back. And you got Certain, who's just a goer, man. He'll send it. He's threw some guys at UWW's, wrestled really well. He likes to live dangerously, that's for sure. So it'll be probably depend on how well he can maintain that, keep that in control. So
yeah, he's not afraid to try the high flyers. And Connor, he's been... I mean, the big, you know, big question mark with him and concern I know is with anyone that knows Connor is like, you know, the weight. Can he get down? And he's really been doing a good job, you know, bringing his weight down. This is, you know, be a good opportunity to kind of test drive that. And when he's right, I mean, his feel for the sport is absolutely incredible. I have coached very few kids, if any, that have his just natural feel for the sport. And then, you know, Certain is a guy I actually recruited back at Purdue years ago when he was a junior in high school, and I was like, man, this kid is lights out. And so it's fun to be working with him now and just goes so hard. Again, sometimes can get in his own way, but he's learning to be a little bit more steady. And, yeah, look for some fireworks there, and points should be happening.
Yeah, we've had the benefit of watching that match quite a few times in the room now, so you guys are going to get to finally watch it. And, yeah, like Ty said, it's that one's not going to be 1-0. I can promise you that. Our second match will be Josh Edmond for the gold team taking on Alan Hart for the black team.
Man.
141 pounds. So that'll be a good one.
This one's been extremely fun to watch in the room as well.
Definitely another thing where it's a style. You got Hart, who was our starter last year at 33, cutting down just crazy. Now he's up feeling good. His best attribute is his gas tank, so he goes hard, long. And then you got Josh Edmond, who, you know, you've seen at UWWs as well, is just unreal explosiveness. So it's, I think that one's going to come down to mat wrestling. I think there's going to be one or two takedowns, but I don't think that'll settle it. And it's going to be fun to watch because they have been banging in the room, and it'll be interesting. So,
yeah, can the experienced guy get turns, and can the young guy get off bottom? Which, I mean, let's be honest, like, you know, young wrestlers, you know, in the college room, that mat wrestling is, we always call it the equalizer, you know. I mean, and so if Josh is getting off bottom, then it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a really exciting match. If he's not, then it could be kind of one-sided match. So
yeah. I'm feeling that's the one I'm going to fight Coach Todd on. You know, I've had the pleasure of coaching against him at two different universities, and I've wanted to fight him every time. It's just got to happen sooner or later. We're really good friends, but, you know, when you see him over there, I'm coming off the bench, that's for sure.
Next match will be Precious Essien versus Mitchell Bolkin.
Can you say that again? Three times fast?
Precious Essien versus Mitchell Bolkin.
There you go. All
right, who's gold?
Precious is on the gold team. Mitchell's on the black team.
Nice. Yeah, these two are young studs that really have grown a lot. I mean, there's the guys that, I mean, Mitchell, just working with him and seeing how he's developed, he's actually one of the dudes that have developed the most since last year. And he does it just with a smile on his face. He's dangerous. And one of his best moves is the beached whale?
The beached whale, that's what he calls it, yeah.
It's basically where he's on bottom, and you try to think you have him, you pull him back on you, or you try to turn him, and he just goes full on, like, back bridges and pause. He'll pin you, defensive pin. He may have got me once, and he won't let me live it down.
The old beached whale. But, yeah, Precious bumping up from 149. Mitchell is a 57-pounder. So just kind of trying to get those two guys' matches there where we have a couple of, you know, guys that can't wrestle tomorrow. Mm. So it'll be a good one, though.
Precious is so fast.
It's yeah, insane. Lightning quick.
Yeah.
Next one up, the fourth match on the main card will be Martell Boone versus Peyton Mocco at 165 pounds. Peyton's on the black team, Martell's on the gold team.
Very nice. Yeah, I mean, we've seen Mocco last year. Dangerous as all get out, and he's actually gotten tons better just setting up his attacks.
Yeah.
And you got Smooth Jazz.
Smooth Jazz, Martell. Martell is, he's kind of one of those guys that's quietly putting in the work, and he is just naturally has unbelievable strength. I remember the first time I went with him, I mean, I'm quite a bit bigger than him, and I got in on a single, and I was like, just went to stand up, and his leg didn't move. I was like, what?
Got the heavy leg.
The heaviest leg. Oh, yeah. It's crazy. And he, I mean, he has competed really, really tightly with Mocco this year, and it's kind of, again, a style matchup because he is so heavy and kind of hard to scramble with, and Mocco, you know, is so scrambly. So it's a style matchup there that should be really fun to watch.
Oh yeah, and he's just like butter. So we call him Smooth Jazz because he's walking slow. You know, he does everything real slow and smooth. You say, you know, you teach him a technique, and he'll be like, I like that, coach. And he's just an awesome kid. So it'll be fun to watch him wrestle and see Dangerous Mocco hopefully put up some points.
For sure.
For the black squad.
Our fifth match will be the winner of Cordell Duhart versus Dwayne Villopando taking on the winner of Flieger and Harmon. Mm. So the winner of Fleeger-Harmon will be on the black team. The winner of Duhart-Villopando will be on the gold team.
Nice. I don't know who's going to win that. I don't know.
Potential for a little crossover there between the white and gray for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Oh, I'm excited to see who will be in that in that mix.
A good four-man group right there. All those guys are tough.
Mm-hmm.
And then sixth match of the main card, same thing, will be the winner at 184 between Canton Marriott and Jack Flynn versus the winner of Roshka and Hawks. Winner of Roshka Hawks will be on the black team. Winner of Marriott Flynn will be on the gold team.
That's what's great about, you know, having these this black and gold is, you know, it's not the final decision maker on, you know, who our lineup is, but it's definitely like it's a way for people to separate themselves. You know, we definitely take into compass like their academics, how they work in the room, how they compete out on the mat. But as far as the black and gold, it helps us be able to really rein all that in, and these guys get to go and show, prove it, and let it be in their hands.
Yeah, you get to just kind of see who's kind of ready to compete right now, and that's a big deal for this year. Who's ready to go today? Because it can change every week.
Yes, it can.
Yeah, that's we've talked to the guys about this recently. Is, I mean, no matter where you are in, you know, on a lineup in a weight class, you know, in the team, we are going to have guys that are out through contact tracing. There's always guys out with injuries, but this year, just with the contact tracing, is just insane. I mean, if we have, and we have no control over that. If we have a guy that wrestles a guy from another team that pops, then our guy is quarantined, and the guys around him is quarantined. And I mean, so it's just this trickle down is just, you know, really, really wide sweeping. So guys got to be ready, and guys got to have their weight in check, so they're not, you know, making crazy descents down to weight. And Coach Maple is saying, you know, that the wrestle-offs are great indicators of where guys are at, and we do take a lot of stock in them. And the exciting thing is our guys are taking care of business in the classroom. I mean, wait till you hear about our GPA that's released. I mean, it's the highest GPA that I've ever heard of for a team that I've coached. So really excited about the work they're doing in there and the work in the wrestling room. And now, you know, we get to see that work pay out. And then before long here, we're going to be scrapping with, you know, NDSU, SDSU, and Oregon State. So it's been something we've been waiting for like, it feels like a year, and it's finally happening.
All right. And that'll bring us to our seventh and final match of the main card and our 15th and final match of the evening. It'll be Rocky Elam taking on the winner of Jace Punky and Seth Nitzel at 197 pounds. Rocky will be on the gold team, and Jace or Seth will be on the black team.
Nice.
So I got to tell you, looking at these two duels, the white and gray and the gold and black, they're pretty even, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like it'll come down to coaching.
Just might come down to coaching.
We'll put a milkshake on it.
Okay.
I'm feeling pretty good about
extra large, please.
Coach Todd's phone has rang twice now, so that's got to be minus 2 points.
Rookie mistake.
He's starting at least the gold and black duel, minus two.
It's actually me calling him on purpose. I'm just down here.
Well played.
Oh,
man, but, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Yeah, back to that final matchup. You got those young studs, they're Jace and Nitzel, two guys coming up, and then you got Rocky, who is truly special. We had a great recruiting class, and guys like Rocky and Keegan, these guys, and Edmund Hawks, all these guys, that class is amazing. And Rocky's a guy who went to was it UWW's where he beat two national finals?
Senior nationals.
So this is the best in our nation, right? Competing for, you know, spots on world teams and Olympic teams. So these guys are the best of the best, and he went there and just showed out. I mean, he beat two national finalists. He ended up taking fifth, and I mean, he's definitely a guy who we expect to be on the top of the podium at some point, if not multiple times in his career. So
yeah.
Awesome kid, just like his brother, awesome talent, and Zach's just as good. I mean, I think them two together wrestling back to back would be really cool. That's if they can get past the guys on the team.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, just really exciting stuff in our room right now. This young class is so strong, and then, you know, the experience in our team is outstanding. I think just from my view, the young group has raised the level of our room tremendously from last year to this year, and it's made everyone better. Everyone's being challenged more, and, you know, as we always do in the you know, course of a season, we got some guys nicked up a little bit, some guys that aren't going to be showing out at the WrestleOS like we would like. You guys will, you know, as fans, we'll have a lot of, you know, really, really exciting and fun young guys to watch, older guys that are experienced to watch, and probably a lot of new faces this year, you know, in the starting lineup. And I'll tell you what, Missouri wrestling is going to be really, really fun to follow here in the coming, you know, year and years.
For sure. And for you guys listening at home, if you happen to catch our live stream on Rockfin on Saturday where Coach Smith debuted the matches, you might notice the matches have changed a little bit. That's something that happens every year in wrestling due to, you know, injuries. That's why you try to not release matches until, you know, the last possible moment. And but not only that, with this year, is we have injuries to deal with like we normally do, but we have COVID to deal with also, you know, whether it's contact tracing or we haven't had anybody test positive for this instance, but, you know, we have guys that you have to take advanced testing, EKGs and stuff, and a couple of guys aren't able to wrestle because of that. And then a couple of guys just have a little bit of lagging injuries that will end up wrestling in the next week or so to kind of figure out who's the guy. But yeah. Things are always subject to change. So that's what we got right now, and that's, I'm hoping, it's the final matches for tomorrow, those 15 matches. But, yeah, you guys can tune in. You need to go to rockfin.com/TigerStyle. If you just search Tiger Style on Rockfin, it'll come up, our channel. You need to sign up for a monthly subscription to Rockfin. It's $10.99, and that gives you access. You can watch anything on Rockfin when you get that subscription, but that'll allow you to watch our Black and Gold live. So go to rockfin.com, sign up for a monthly subscription, and then subscribe to Tiger Style, and tune in at 5 o'clock tomorrow night, and you'll be able to see our live stream, and hopefully you'll hear me commentating and hopefully not seeing me reffing. otherwise things have gone horribly awry.
Do I have five anytime house on you?
Wager here on who wins?
Oh,
are you gonna bet on both duels? The white and gray and the black and gold, or just the black and gold?
Well, I think we do just overall encompassing on both duels. But here's the thing. I think we typically have a bet where whoever wins, the other guy has five anytime howls, which means
howls.
At any point in time, at any time, I can say, hey, Ty, give me an anytime howl. And I'd like to collect on one of those right now.
he's gonna bust out his best wolf howl here.
Oh man,
Montana strong. Let's hear it, baby.
Coming back to the Rockfin. I just want to emphasize there's a ton of content on there. Ton of wrestling content,
MMA, politics. There's all kinds of stuff.
Political stuff.
Very similar to YouTube.
Yeah. So, you know that you're getting a great value there for wrestling, and we're going to be doing more and more through that. A lot of other teams are doing stuff through Rockfin, and then, you know, so that's just, you're getting, you know, a lot more than just watching our WrestleOS for that. And I will do one anytime howl, but I'm not going real loud because I don't want to blow anyone's eardrums.
Give the people
just give
want.
Us like 12 inches from the mic back here.
Yes. That's why you should subscribe right there.
If you want to see more content like that, you go to rockfin.com/TigerStyle, and we can show you that kind of stuff.
Thanks, Matt.
All right. I hope everybody tunes in tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Let's hop back on here on, I don't know, we'll try to hop back here on Wednesday to see if we can get some more howls on the air for whoever loses. That'd be pretty
It's going
to
be Maple.
All right, until next time.
All right.
We'll see you guys.
See ya.
This has been Inside Mizzou Athletics on the Tiger Network, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.